There's safety at your camp. But on some nights, when the moon is huge, low, orange in the sky, and everything's bathed with so much light, you might imagine it was almost day. You wonder what's lurking out there in the forest. You're courageous, bold, curious above all else. So when that orange light washes across the edge of your camp more intensely, you're quick to grab your gear and start to head out. Just along the path you would use to leave camp any day. Any other day. Any normal day. This is anything but a normal day. The night, apart from the path itself, is dark. Even with that orange light so near. So low. And you see, a very short way along the path, a clearing that wasn't there yesterday. It's not so strange. The forest moves around. Many of the trees and plants even move around. And you're pretty sure when you look into the clearing and see a large stump in the center that the pumpkin sitting on top of it is just such a creature. But again, you're courageous and interested. And if there's something new in the forest, you have to learn what it is. So you approach. Some massive tree was long ago chopped down, and the pumpkin is on its stump. Orange with vines running out of it, into the ground underneath. It appears ripe, the height of fertility. You don't know why you thought that, but yes, there's something glistening about the many vines running off it that is drawing your gaze. It's strangely shaped. The vine bucks over the stump like that, hangs down, runs into the ground around it. And on top of the plant, where a normal stem might be curved, and the end of it might be squarish, where it would broken off the vine. And that's the strange part, though vines come from the bottom of this, the top of it is broken off. Or rather, shaped. Protruding. Let's face it, phallic. You gaze at it. It's strange. You inhale, there's a scent in the air, a spice, faint, but alluring enough. You inhale and deliberately concentrate it. There's a furrow in the plant on the side closest to you. You're familiar with the plant creatures that live here. The glades, full of flowers and vines that suck, torment, extract semen, extract vaginal fluids. The way that everything here is made to sexually extract energy, because here on Marath, lust, sex, it is energy. It is a way of transferring what you get through calories and exercise and a lust for life into the magical reservoirs of the creatures corrupted and overlaid on this space. The forest wasn't always this way. And when you have that thought, something clicks and tells you, this is not a new variety. This is something older than the wandering tentacle beasts, older than the corrupted glades. You bite your lip, wondering, dare you? Dare you slip inside what you see there, which is a sleeve pulsating, sucking at the air, orange inside. The pleats in there look undeniably pleasurable. Your legs shiver. You walk forward. You're shaking, but it's with desire. You inhale again, looking at the viscous liquid dripping from what looks, to all appearances, like an aroused, drooling sex. You know it will provide sexual pleasure if you get close enough. Breathe in the spice in the air. Look at that viscous fluid drooling. Yes, the top is the same. The phallic protrusion atop that pumpkin is glistening with similar fluids, and you know exactly what this is for. Yet another plant creature, here to extract delight, and to lay its aphrodisiac arousing fluids on your body. But frankly, you feel a bit pent up, and it wouldn't be the first time you'd relieved yourself with the corrupted denizen of this forest. You live in harmony with its ecosystems, and you really, really haven't climaxed in a while. The craving is growing. Your pussy has begun to drool and drip. You know it's probably the arousing scent in the air. You've seen even satyrs, who have a reasonable amount of control over their libido due to their corruption, fall prey to those flowers, and need to be fucked until they could be exhausted and pulled free. But you have enough resolve. You know it. And so, you slide out of your clothes, letting your sex drip freely. You think you see the pumpkin shudder. Maybe it can sense you, inhale you, the way you're inhaling that aroma in the air. You walk toward the stump, your drippy sex spreading with need, your clit already poking loose of its hood, preparing. You reach down and rub yourself for a little while, dive your fingers inside. Ooh, it feels good, out here under the open air. You realize it's rather warmer than you would have expected in this clearing. Your skin feels completely comfortable as you climb up on the stump, brace yourself above that pumpkin, and decide to just use the stem as a sex toy. It is dripping, it is glistening, it's obviously intended to slide inside of you. You place your lips to the tip and begin to slowly rise and fall, fucking your own slit on to that verdant pussy-penetrating tendril, and you know it is one because once the tip is in, it starts to rotate very slowly, pushing and spreading the entrance to your pussy. It also shrinks just a little bit to get inside, shrinking a tiny bit so it can slide in more easily. And the part that does slide inside you expands. So even though your pussy was dripping and ready, it didn't need to be. Because this thing contracts enough to get inside. And once it's in there, it starts filling you. Throbbingly, spreadingly, filling your pulsating passage and coating it with that arousing aphrodisiac on the plant. It's the same as what's on the other ones in the forest, or so you assumed. Clear fluids running from your pussy, dripping down onto the pumpkin, running over the edge. You slide down, down, and you realize the top of it is big and flat enough to comfortably settle yourself with your knees to either side. It keeps you balanced there without you needing to make any effort, and now the entire stem is deep inside of you. And then it begins to inflate at the base, inflating along the length, stretching your insides, swelling you up in a way that feels dirty and yet completely comfortable. You're being fucked inside with zero movement from you, zero movement from the pumpkin. It's just sending bubbles of sensation, swollen, inflated parts of the shaft, up, up into you, your deepest parts, and then relaxing back to the base again, again. Each time it passes through, it does send a little shockwave up to your clit, pulsing behind it. Some part of it must be rubbing there, and the sensations are getting referred, making you hot, making you drip. And still, there's some emptiness. As you drop your hips and grind against the top of it, as you notice a truly prodigious amount of fluid escaping you, you slide your hands to your chest, rub your hands over your chest, up feeling how you're starting to sweat and squirm, how the air, full as it is of lust, of musk, of spice, is starting to become heated, such that each inhalation of that pheromone-laden air excites you more. Takes thoughts from your head, turns them into liquid, and sends them dripping out of your cunt and down the stem to drool over the sides of the pumpkin, forming a pool on the stump, your own debauchery obvious. You start thinking, daydreaming really, about what it would be like to have someone see you here riding. But as it pulsates inside and you throb, and its fluids start to make you feel empty deep inside, a hungered heat, sparking you to wonder if it has something that triggers ovulation. Of course it can't impregnate, none of the corrupted creatures necessarily can, not when they're like this, but it can certainly make you feel like you need to be. And that's what's happening. The plant stem is moving, wreathing. It's even splitting off little suckling tendrils inside that are slurping up your pussy juices. You can hear it, and rubbing against every sensitive spot. Whenever it finds a place that reacts, like the front wall of your pussy, or like the deep parts where you just like having something present there, it notes this and starts to stimulate that spot over and over, relentlessly. This gives you a little bit of reprieve, because overstimulation makes you feel it a bit less. And then it extends a little nub and starts rubbing your clit, and that doesn't follow the same rule. Your whole body writhes, you reach down and grab the sides of it, starting to hump your hips against it. And this is an automatic, animalistic motion, not something you decided to do, but something you needed to do to satiate the itch deep inside. The urge to be filled, fulfilled, satiated, used for pleasure, and implanted. You notice its own thick fluid is no longer just dripping down the stem. It's starting to squirt, to paint the deepest part of you and soak into the walls there. You feel a shudder from inside, a brief, pleasurable sensation of motion inside of you. And then the hunger begins. You want to be filled. You want to be fucked deep. You need to be full bred, stuffed with cum, impregnated deep. You want to feel the warmth spread, your body change, becoming curvier, more filled out as a result of being deeply impregnated, being fucked by someone worthy, strong, virile. Images fill your head. Someone who could fuck you full of strong offspring. The urge rises as more and more squirts come from the tip of the thing embedded in you, the pleasure from which is starting to tingle in your toes. It's like water behind a dam building up, and you know it's gonna break. The question is just when, but you stay right where you are. You stay right there, even when you feel the vines start to wind around your ankles, your legs, and massage your skin there, rubbing more of that fluid in, and increasing the urges that come with it. A particularly strong squirt from the stem inside of your pussy brings some kind of thicker fluid, and with it, something else. You shut your eyes tight as flashes go off in your brain. Orange light, the orange light of the moon seen even with your eyes closed. Your purpose is to take in fluid, to climax again and again, as your womb is filled, as you are cummed in, impregnated, your tits milky, huge. You see this alter image of yourself, and you nod your assent. This is what you want. It's what you need. You stay on the pumpkin and let it fuck you, posting and grinding your own hips, your wet snatch filling the air with the sound of needy copulation, of deep, deep penetration, but it only ever goes to places where it feels good, spreading and sucking up your fluids, absorbing them. Even the rivulets you saw run down its sides have already been soaked in, soaked up. Let it fuck you, fill you. Let it increase your hunger and craving to be fucked full of young. To be truly filled, fulfilled, you need to breed. You need seed inside. You need to be fucked full. The urge rises. Staying there will make it better, make it more. Seedbed breeding, touching. There's a desire to bring forth life, to be filled, for the pleasure it will bring you, that deep need, participating in the cycle of rut and release as the vine inside squirms and touches you in ways and places no toy, no lover ever really could, exploring, finding, learning from your reactions. As you become more used to whatever it's doing, it finds another way to caress you. Right now it's inflating from the base, expanding to the tip, over and over and over, the pleasure of your body. You want to suck energy, power, seed out of those embedding in you. Your body is ready and vital and strong. You see the image of yourself, your belly full, swollen, rounded, your breasts leaking, and in your vision they're not leaking milk. They're leaking the sticky stuff dripping out of the pumpkin stem. Yes, you will be remade. You glimpse something else, too. In the face of a pale woman, beautiful. Her eyes red, glowing. Just her face surfacing through the darkness behind your closed eyes. Her teeth fanged, and behind the front set rows and rows of needle-like ones, her smile, her lips wet, red, dark red-brown. She licks them with a long, forked tongue. Your eyes roll back in your head as the vine begins to fuck and piston, pulling back so much it must be going inside the pumpkin, then thrusting up inside a moment later, always keeping just enough of itself out to keep you anchored in place so the next thrust will go deep all the way in and out. It's much too slick for this to feel anything but wonderful, and the little nub that's been teasing against your clit, it opens up, spreads like a flower, and affixes to that sensitive button. Then it begins to vibrate and throb, moving left and right, pulling, controlling your clit. You follow with your hips, which causes you to rock left and right on the stem, almost too much to stand. You clamp down on your mind. You have to bear it. You have to ride it out. You know something waits at the end of this. You fall prey to its rhythm as it pulses from the base to the end, vibrating. The little nub, which you now suspect may be a flower or the tip of a vine, affixes to your clit, pulling at that pleasure buzzer over and over, spreading your lips. Your dripping fluids go thicker and thicker as you become more turned on, and as its thick, slick juices flow with your own, joining them in a flood. And the more it's painted, the more it absorbs. You keep your eyes closed. Although at first it was jarring to look at that woman, to see that pale face smiling. More and more of her comes to view. She's holding up large, pale breasts with black, thumb-thick nipples. Her entire body's hovering in the void of your mind now. More and more long legs. Her feet ordinary except clawed. Nails on each toe. Her fingernails extended, but she retracts them. She's reaching out to you. Soon, soon, I will be free. You hear her voice, and you pulse a little bit more strongly as your womb lets out a particularly potent desire spasm, begging to be filled, someplace deep inside saying that you need to be bred, that you want to be bent over, filled, flooded, fucked, brought to your limit, and that such a fate awaits you if you only ride and writhe. You've been riding toward the edge for a while now, your whole body, your supple, needy, drooling insides being assailed. You raise and lower your hips as much as you can. It's hard to convince your body to pull it out. So much pleasure and that craving to be filled, to be fucked. The pleasant-smelling liquid inside your pussy is spreading down the shaft, drooling over it. And there's so much that the pumpkin can no longer absorb it all. So it's forming a puddle underneath it. You writhe and bounce up and down. You let gravity help you on the downstroke. You lift yourself off just a little, but it keeps thrusting in and out. It's like it's growing to follow you, a vine, a tendril, seeking your pleasure, sensing it, finding every place that feels good, and behind that dam, the pleasure is growing. Whatever vat of liquid lust, whatever orgasmic release is waiting, it's being shored up as your own thoughts melt into so much juicy need and drip in, joining it. Every thought you have, every fantasy, every small moment spent speculating what you must look like from the outside, growing more sweated, your nipples pointed, your head thrown back and tongue hanging out, your pussy clenching and squeezing, desperately hungry to be fucked deep. Every thought like that melts away, adding more liquid behind the dam, waiting to burst out. The vines from below weave up from your ankles, across the backs of your knees, massaging its way up as it winds along your legs, then over your lower body. The vines form a lattice around your ass and begin clenching on it, weave their way up, rubbing that sensual liquid lust all over, until they reach your nipples, and they begin to pinch and squeeze, rubbing over your chest, framing your shoulders, your arms, your back. And they tilt you forward off of the pumpkin, which is fine because the vine stays in your pussy. Just bends you forward, lowers you to the forest floor. Then the pumpkin tilts toward the edge of the stump and keeps its vine in your pussy, thrusting, pistoning, fucking machine in and out. It bends a little bit to hit the front of your body from the inside, hammering a spot that makes your clit sing even in its suckling flower prison. On hands and knees, you're so easily pushed along the ground a little, a puddle forming under you, your breeding urge increasing to a frenzy. You want to be fucked, filled, spurted in. You want to be fucked full of someone's offspring. You want to feel your belly swell. Oh, you do feel your breasts swell. The more thrusting goes on and on and on, the bigger they feel, so heavy hanging under you, pendant udders hanging, the dripping from your pussy, buzzing, vibrating on your clit now, the length of that little vine grasping. Then you feel the back of your head grip. A hand pulling, tugging, turning. You feel one more thrust from the vine. As you're made to look over your shoulder and you see the pale visage above you, the woman with the red eyes, fangs, her hand, careful, dainty black nails instead of long claws. She's kneeling behind you, fucking you, a length extending from between her legs above a wet, dripping pussy. She pulls back a bit to make sure you can see. Then, still holding you by the hair, she turns you and pushes you face down to the ground and begins bouncing her length in and out of you. You feel it flare. And some part of your mind, the part which all this time has been craving to be fucked, filled, impregnated, that part of you just breaks down. There is a length inside you you know is capable of spurting, capable of breeding you. Before her, before this figure above you, you feel a profound sense of submissive need. You stay face down, make sure to spread your legs and push your ass backwards so she can thrust into your pussy as much as she wants. She slaps your ass. That's right. Take it. Receive my blessing, she says. You feel a profound sense of awe as she squirts. Your pussy clamps down, convulses, repeatedly goes and goes. One of her hands, the one that just slapped your ass, rests on your lower back, and you feel a heat spread from there. I'm marking you, she informs you, and you know it's true. You know when you check, there will be a sigil, a mark, something there. Surrender to your need. You need to be filled. You're so empty. Whether the words are from her or from your own mind is lost on you. Your sloppy pussy being fucked filled. She's so big inside you. The pleasure ache, the throb, squirt, spurt, deep, penetrative need. But instead of pooling in your pussy and giving you that nice filled up feeling, every rope of whatever she's squirting in you is absorbed quickly by your pussy walls, and you feel more capacity. But then you feel her cock grow, you feel more capacity, and then it's bigger still, thrusting in you, filling you, hollowing you out, so that all that's left inside is a breeder urge, and the mark on your back flares and your pussy clamps. You come on her, coming on her, coming for her, coming wrapped around her, milking her dry, this goddess above you, pinning you. My reward for helping me cross over. Now you're where you belong. And she thrusts continuously. Something sealed, something ancient, something primal pushed across with your assistance. It is from above you. You feel darkly reverent. You continue to offer up the only thing you have, your willing womb, your dripping pussy. Her cock squeezes and expands inside of you as she pumps, as she thrusts, as you are pushed into the ground and the fluid drooling from you mingles with her seed, or with whatever corrupted fluid she's been spurting in. You're being used as a sleeve. The more you can take the capacity of her ever-growing member, the more you feel like your body's been hollowed out and is a sleeve for lengths of cock, for hot, spiced fluid like that aphrodisiac to squirt into. You needed this. You craved it since the moment that that vine squirted whatever it did across your deepest recesses. Your eyes are rolling back. She bangs you across the ground, shockwaves continuously spasming through your thighs. And the more she fucks you, the more hip there is for her to grip. You feel yourself spreading, feel your body changing. Those tits that were merely weighing you down are bigger, bigger, going to be so good for feeding the offspring. She's going to fuck into you. Others are going to fuck into you. You inhale, and you smell your own scent changing, spiced, sugar. The air filled with arousing and turning you on as you are drugged into a greater frenzy by your own juices dripping, by the sound of your own copulation, and yes, by the scent of your body. Take it. Take it, she tells you as you squeeze her cock, milking it. She seems to feel a sense of triumph, of dominance, of pleasure, as she fucks you so deep and you milk the seed out. Yes, keep coming back. Keep coming back. You're going to keep bringing me across. But in the meantime, carry my blessing into the world. You will get impregnated. You will be filled. You're a better breeding bitch with these. She grabs your tit and squeezes hard. Pleasure darts to your brain more than ever before. Still coming. Every moment she's squirting, you're coming, and you don't think there's a limit to how much she can squirt. Look at your body changing. More and more perfect. Feel it. She pulls out. You whimper, looking up and over your shoulder, accusatorily, desperately. She reaches down, grabs you by the hair, and pushes you to the ground again. But then, as she's pulled out, she slides around your body, walking on her knees. And she brings her huge, throbbing member in front of you. You realize that it no longer being between your legs means you're empty. Your hand shoots back between your legs and you push three fingers in, shoving her cum inside of you, where it absorbs through the walls and increases your womb's hunger, hungering to be impregnated, arousal rising. Your body's so much more sensitive. It feels so good. You still remember her inside. Your inner walls already shaped to remember her cock and more capacity, period. You bet you could take a centaur fucking you and filling you. You want to be bred and pinned. You want to try it. And with the scent coming off your body, the arousing pheromone, and with the presence of these huge tits, these curvy childbearing hips, your body changing, you feel your ass heating up as the hole just squeezes and clamps, adding more pleasure. Your entire body is working to add more pleasure. Your nipples are sparking pleasure, heat, heat, just from the weight of your breasts. You feel referred sensation from your lips and tongue, your whole body working to ambush you with pleasure, a pleasure that's going to only grow when you're actually getting fucked, when you're impregnated, your eyes roll back in your head. As she shoves her cock against your face, it's pale like the rest of her skin, long, firm, the head is flared and dripping, drooling that same fluid. You open your mouth and fasten onto it. Good, you're learning. You still keep your fingers between your legs and keep fucking her cum into you, even though it's being absorbed by your body, changing your body too quickly. When you taste her ambrosia, the sweet, divine, spiced flavor filling your head, flooding your senses. Perfection. The fall of orange hair behind her, a mane that is glowing. Her legs spread as she sits back, no longer kneeling, but now splaying her legs, pulling your head between them. You see her orange glowing hair on the forest floor nearby. You take in the details of her pale white inner thighs, the length pushing into your mouth, the tip of it dark, dark black, the rest white. It thrusts against your tongue. You swallow, knowing you're pumping more changes into yourself. You feel the mark she left on your lower back, that tramp stamp from a goddess, burn. Her talon-like fingers slowly trail, carefully trail, nails along your back, but still you feel something wet and hot invading you. Some venom, but it just increases your desire to be bred, to be fucked. Keep coming back. Your pussy can take it, she says. Your hands are still between your legs, still keeping her seed inside as you swallow around her cock. Somehow your mouth knows just what to do, your brain knows just what to do, how to milk the cum to the surface, how to bring it. The shaft is tightening, the veins are standing out. You suck and suck constantly. A droplet of her pre-cum falls in your tongue, the real deal, thick like it was in your pussy. You feel climax return and you frig your fingers in and out of yourself, the other hand on your clit, in a ridiculous position where you're being held up by your face in her lap, wrapped around. Her cock, your mouth is there, stuck to it, holding yourself up by just sucking and swallowing deeper, by pushing your shoulders against her while your hands are busy and your knees are doing work to stay spread. Because even though you're plugging your pussy, you know it should be spread. It should be spread wide for anyone who wants to fuck it in, that scent in your brain that you know is not just coming from her. It's coming from you and the bit of her in you. You want to bounce. You want to bounce on her cock. You suck and worship it. Any cock in your mouth is perfect. Breeder craving cock. Anything you do to fillate and make it hard, that's better for it, better for you, more likely to get you fucked. You suck and swallow, but the act of swallowing stimulates your pussy, makes it throb and squeeze on your fingers. You're gonna come. It's so easy to come. A pussy that's coming is milking the cock that's in it. You want to come. You want to come a lot. You want to climax, milk, squeeze, pull. Pull that seed into you. Pull it as deep as it can go. She keeps thrusting against your mouth, fucking your throat. You swallow. Your pussy's getting better at extracting and come. She tells you all about it. You receive every bit of information you need about how to get yourself knocked up, how to get full and flooded with cum, how your pheromones echo outward, letting you know, letting anyone know that you want to be filled, impregnated. The heat has begun, the deep estrus ache that tells you you need to have sperm slathered inside you. You need to be filled and fucked. Your empty pussy, empty at least of a length, even though it's still flooded with her cum, or have you absorbed it all? Your empty pussy begs, begs, pleads. You still dig your fingers in, but it's not enough. Almost nothing would be enough but your body. So much more hardy, so much more desirous, curvy. You feel your tits grow as you suck her cock, your face buried between her thighs. She's just seated there, gripping you, pushing your face between her thighs to suck her off, her long, pale length buried in your mouth. Squirting, spurting, the taste of her, the spice of it sliding down your throat, going right to your head, making you heat up and sweat and twitch. You love this. You want more and more of this, and the only way you're going to get it is to serve and suck and fall under. Her influence drives over you, the profane power etched into your body by that tramp stamp she gave you earlier, still tingling as your body changes. And you know every time you get knocked up, every time you get fucked and filled, every time your belly starts to get round and curved, you're going to be satisfied for a time. But that body's going to change, going to get more and more curvaceous, projecting fertility. And it's so sensitive, just laying face down, your breasts and palms of your hands as you suck and suck, your face down in the goddess's crotch, sucking on her cock, sucking and licking and dripping from your pussy. Every second that you're there, your entire body is feeling it, really feeling the buzz and spark of it. You want more. You need more, and so you indulge, pushing your face as far toward her as you can, onto her length, sucking it deep, letting it in. Each second your tongue wicks around it, capturing spare motes of corruption, capturing every little bit of her excess cum that you suck and drink down. You'd rather it was in your pussy, but serving cock with your mouth is part of your body's needs too. The throbbing need, the hungry need. You can't wait to take this body out for a test drive, tempt someone, let them inhale your pheromones, which will just make them want to dominate, drive, pin, fuck you. Taking control through giving up control, feeling pleasure through letting yourself be filled, fucked, climaxing as you feel her fill your mouth, and you suck, as she spends a long time unwinding how she feels about training and changing you, just what she's done to your body, what you can expect, and that you're going to end up returning, and she's going to see you again, and that you should get nice and knocked up and climax as you birth litter after litter, brood after brood between now and the next time she sees you. You twitch thinking of all the attractive inhabitants, locals who'll just die to see your new body, to fuck, pleasure, take over your new body. You cannot wait to be filled, be climaxed in, knowing you'll take in that excess energy, knowing that she has some other plan, but before the goddess you simply kneel, simply suck, simply wish that she was spreading and shaping you anew around her length. But there will be time for that. There will be opportunities. For now, you just have to come to grips with the constant, throbbing, dripping ache between your legs that tells you you need to be fucked, filled, cummed in, and impregnated. And the memory of how good it was when she filled you, pinned you, changed you, remembering that pumpkin, remembering you offering yourself up from the first moment that something squirted onto your womb, painted you inside. You were already lost, and now it's just set in stone and tattooed on the small of your back, exactly what you are. A breeder, a bitch in heat, waiting to be fucked and filled. You feel her influence deep inside, your awareness of your pussy ever growing, even when she pulls away, walks away, and you watch her pale, swaying ass vanishing into the distance. A trick of the light, for she's vanishing at the edge of the clearing. But your eyes still see those red eyes inside your head, boring into your mind, leaving new instructions, awakening dormant cravings. They were dormant while she was filling you, while your mouth was latched around her cock in the promise of being later filled, impregnated again. While that still existed, you could hold on. But you struggle to your feet, jamming your fingers in and out of your sex, making sure to keep her cum inside, even though it's all already been absorbed, already aided the changes from that mark, already evoked so much hunger. Your womb throbs. You feel a sensation somewhere around your midsection. You feel your breasts running your hands over them, squeezing, sending signals. They want to be fuller. They want to be bigger. Your body wants to enhance its every curve. And the best way to do that is to find a worthy, strong mate who can pin you down, who can take your new, enhanced, admittedly corrupted, darkly beguiling body, who can stand your pheromones long enough to not just spurt on the ground at the sight of you. Whoever can hold up, whoever's worthy, will get to breed. Thoughts like these and others creep over your mind, replicating the kind of thoughts that goddess would have. You wonder where she is. The moon is higher now, silvery, the orange light gone. But closing your eyes and plunging fingers into your slit, imagining squeezing around her greedy cock, you think you can hear her laugh somewhere in the distance.